I'm gonna be a little worried at all when Jeff, who's obviously so important to you, took a little shot to the thigh there.
Yeah, you know, I was, but you know, it happened early in the game, and you know, he played the whole game, and you know, I was kind of proud of him for that fact, and you know, they said it was a legitimate thigh bruise, but he practiced today and did well, and so I feel pretty good about that right now.
Where has he grown, do you think, in the last year?
Well, I just think football. You know, I mean, you know, he's gotten better. He gets better. Sometimes he has to see it to, you know, and he just continued to improve. You know, particularly for us in all aspects, you know, whether it be covering or having awareness of, you know, what's going on around him. You know, he's a strong guy. He's a physical guy that can run. You know, 38 is, you know, for Dallas, I keep telling him it's his cousin, but I mean, they're good friends. They played with each other. And he's a good football player as well. So it's amazing. You know, you got a smaller school that two guys that, you know, that are pretty good football players coming out. Playing against each other, but had played on the same college team.
Does playing in climate control conditions like down there have any effect on what your kickers can and cannot do?
Well, you know, I think it obviously has a little bit effect because it's, you know, it's controlled and, as opposed to playing out here. But you know, our guys are experienced in doing it, and particularly Mason. I mean, he doesn't. Whether it's, you know, blowing out here and raining and whatever, he does it. You know, he just kind of does his job, and Jake has shown me this year that the weather's not. You know, he grew up in Buffalo, so it hadn't been an issue for him as well. And you know, they get inside, and you know, we played two games ago in Detroit, and you know, they'd rather this time of year play inside, but you know, we don't talk about it much.
Ron, I know you want to keep building and keep getting better, but do you feel like your guys are kind of peaking at the right time? You didn't get a touchdown return from Jeff, but you got a good return from him. He was good on the coverage. Your kicker's kicking well. Your punter flipped the field for you. I mean, as a group, do you feel like you're kind of...
Well, you know, I think we're doing what we're supposed to do. I mean, obviously, it's about field position, and I think if you look at Dallas, you know, they've done a great job as well. And I think it's, you know, our teams in a lot of ways are very, very similar. You know, they get good returners, they cover the ball well, they get good kickers, punter's very athletic. You know, he can run and left footed, and you know, obviously the kickers, you know, so they, you know, it'll be a game of field position, and which. All games are, and obviously both special teams will have a lot to do with it.
What stands out about Whitehead?
You know, he's not a real big guy, but he just, if you watch, he just, people miss him. You know, he's unbelievably quick, strong with the ball. You know, in fact, I've been showing all week just clips of people missing him, you know, and you know, they try to hit him, you know, you got to get him on the ground. It's unbelievable how he's able to make people miss and, you know, how strong he is with the ball in his hands.
I don't know how you would grade this or anything, but Crosby seems really good at, on the kickoffs, at pinning guys, putting it where you want. Is he at the point where you can ask him to put at any point on the field on his kickoffs, or I guess direction will be the right term?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, he can do that. He's pretty good at it. I think the last kickoff he tried to do it on the run and wasn't quite as good. They had 13 back here, so but no, you know, Mason's a guy. It's been in the league for a long time, and you know, I was talking to him today. I mean, I think last time he was down there, he had a 58 yarder, and you know, which is a pretty good field goal. And he just he knows, you know, he's a professional. He works at his craft, and you know, gets, you know, he's continually trying to come up with new things, and I think that's what makes him, you know, a guy that's really become an experienced pro.
What are you guys doing better on punt returns lately?
Say that again.
What are you guys doing better on punt returns?
Well, punt returns are, you know, a lot of it is you know, just it's being in the, you know, the ball being kicked right, guys being on the, you know, being on their guy and so forth. And you know, I think all year long we've made great strides. That was a thing going into the season that we said we had to be better. And you know, we've had a couple big returns called back, which, you know, I mean, I think everybody in the league has. You know, it's an area of special teams that's pretty hard to officiate. And what, you know, sometimes, and I think I've talked about this before, sometimes, you know, our guys feel like they're getting held and they don't get called, and then they do the same thing and they do get called. So it's, that's part of it and part of the game. And I always feel like it's going to, you know, it's all going to even out in the end. But I think our guys are doing a better job of you know, the things we're trying to get done in terms of blocking, and then also, you know, Mike is, you know, he's got his legs back under him, and, you know, he's returning like he did, you know, a couple years ago.